John.
Hello there. Hi, I'm Dara Haas. You are you, and this is a special version of Insert Witty Comment here with two special guest co-stars.
Unfounded Animal.
The Armored Personnel Walrus.
We're back, baby. We're back.
No, we are not. Our final season, remember?
We weren't there in the first place, remember?
Oh, wait, that's right. We got canceled.
Damn.
Okay. To explain to my co-stars and to the people listening, Insert Witty Comment here was a podcast that I did. It was on movies. Now it'll be about entertainment in general.
Okay.
Oh, but for this segment, because you two are illiterate beasts and care nothing for good movies, we're going to switch our focus to games.
Oh, gosh.
Video games are better anyway.
Movies are good, too.
They're good, but...
I mean, I just saw a great movie this weekend. Like, how about we start off with this first third hour talking about what we did this week. So, who wants to start? Should I?
No. Keep our private lives to ourselves.
Let's keep...
Well, I'm not talking about private lives. I'm not saying that we had, quote-unquote, the sexy times.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying we should tell people our names and stuff like that. What did we do this week that had to do with games or movies or books?
I played Skyrim. I assassinate people for the Dark Brotherhood.
And you're about to take an arrow to the knee.
Very witty comment.
I know, right?
Oh, God.
Did you insert it?
So that's all you did? You played Skyrim and went to school?
No, I did tons of crappy homework. Otherwise, I would have played Skyrim all week.
Unfounded Animal, what did you do?
I played Mass Effect 3. Continuously. And then broke my knee.
He hyperextended his knee, folks, and now he's in a wheelchair.
Unfortunate.
He will be getting the ramp soon.
No, I will not. No ramp for Crip.
So you just played Mass Effect 3?
Yeah.
That's it?
Pretty much.
Ah.
I played Star Wars, Empire at War, on the computer.
RTSs.
Are great.
You have no life.
Well, neither do you.
It only takes an hour per battle if I decide not to auto-resolve. I normally auto-resolve.
Okay, I play games, Unfunded Animal play games, you play games, and I think you're speaking Pig Latin right there.
Yeah.
Speak it in English.
Sprechen Sie English.
There is an auto-resolve function that lets you skip the battle, and it automatically determines the outcome.
I would just play Dungeons & Dragons then.
Yeah.
And even then, who would want to play Dungeons & Dragons?
It's not the funnest part when you auto-resolve. That's why I normally do big space battles, but I prefer not to do ground battles, because they are just annoying. Because you have to run around chasing a single guy running all over the map until they decide to either retreat, or you finally manage to kill him a half hour later.
Fun. And as for my week, I played League of Legends. Continuously.
Again and again.
Yes.
Also, you gotta think about RTSs, but you don't mind first-person shooters.
It's not a first-person shooter.
Well, RPGs.
Then. For people who don't know, League of Legends was originally a mod for Warcraft 3, mm-hmm. which was an RTS. It's sort of an RTS, but you only focus on one person, your champion.
In other words, it's an RPG.
RPG RTS, sort of. They call it a MOBA, multiplayer online battle arena, but you only focus on this, and you focus on killing things and destroying their base. It's a lot of fun. And I saw a movie.
What movie?
The Secret World of Arrietty.
What?
You make me want to punch you in the face.
What do you guys have against Studio Ghibli?
I just said, what is that? What the heck is that?
Studio Ghibli is a...
No, I mean the movie.
No, the movie, it's an animated movie from a Japanese animation studio.
Oh, Japanese. I don't like Japanese movies.
Well, I love their animation. And their stories are...
Make everything slightly over-exaggerated.
Not with this.
It's like the Japanese version of Godzilla, except way worse.
No, this is with Studio Ghibli, with their animated film. They make, quote-unquote, children films. They're not adult-centric films. They're
Pokemon.
They're meant for the entire family. As in, you know, kids can watch it and enjoy it. Parents aren't feeling stupid because of what the people are saying. Like,
no swear words, no profanity. No.
Yeah, they're family fare. But they are great movies. And this one was no exception.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how old are you?
I'm 16. I don't care.
And you watch it of your own free will.
Yeah.
Should we put him in an asylum?
No.
Unfortunately. Am I not allowed to enjoy animation?
You are, I suppose.
I mean, the animation style, it's not over-exaggerated like you think it is. It's a humble, you know, it's a quiet style of animation. A lot of detail put into the environment.
So they don't have big eyes when they're happy?
No. They...
Back when...
We don't have a video camera.
Yeah,
that
unfortunately.
That just looks retarded.
Their animation style is pretty good. And while the movie did get at points get pretty melodramatic, it was a nice, quiet movie.
Weren't we going to be discussing video games?
Yeah, we were just talking about our weeks.
Yeah.
Now we get to the main part of the show. The main subject of the today is...
Subatomic particles.
No.
We're not freaking scientists.
We aren't rocket scientists.
Do not describe any of this crap to our audience.
We are not rocket scientists.
Rocket scientists don't always deal with subatomic particles.
Don't care, we aren't rocket scientists.
We're not going to deal with it, so shut your trap and let's get on.
The main subject of today is... We were recently put in charge of the ESRB, the American Rating System
for video games.
This is the scenario. Go with it. The three of us are put in charge of the American Rating System for video games. How can we fix it? There are many issues with this rating system. How could we change it to make it better, more in line with the BBFC, which is the British system?
I say we add another teen rating for T15 and up.
We'll get to that, my good friend. But first, we must take a break. Should we take a break? No?
Why do we want to take a break?
We're only 8 minutes in.
How do you know this?
Well, I checked it 2 minutes ago, and it was on 6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Fine. Let's get straight into this.
Oh, God.
We are in charge of the ESRB due to a lottery.
Right.
I'm just making a scenario for this situation.
They're actually going to believe that we're doing it, though, if you keep on saying we're going to do it. It sounds like,
no!
It sound like we're doing it.
We're free!
You're not making...
Don't worry, I'm like...
Don't worry.
Be careful with your feet from now on.
I will have to edit that. Okay. It's just a scenario... We're teenagers. Like, we're going to be in charge of the freaking rating system for video games.
How do they know? They only know your age. It's not like they don't know ours.
We're the same age group.
No, we're not.
We're within a year of each other.
Okay, we're getting off subject. Okay.
We are in charge of the ESRB now. The things that we have on our plate is, what do we do with the adults-only rating?
Meh.
The adults-only rating has never been used. Has barely ever been used. At all. What should we do with it? Should we change it so that... Should we confront stores like Walmart who say they will not carry adults-only games? Say, we're changing it that it's a... You know, with movies, they have hard R ratings and they have stuff like hard R?
Yeah.
We're going to change it so it's a hard M. That these games are truly meant only for adults.
Yeah.
You cannot buy them with a kid in your presence.
Yeah.
Would that be a good idea for it?
Eh, or should... Pretty good.
Considering all the digital downloading, could they do it online?
They should make it so that you can check their age. Because you can just put in pretty much any age when you're downloading something.
It's,
you can lie and say you're 40, but you're actually 10.
Boo. they won't care. They're not going to do that because who gets the cash? The people that made it and the people that are selling it. So they're not going to give two craps less whether or not the cash is coming from anyone of any age group, as long as they get it.
I think that there is so much wasted potential with the adults-only rating. So much wasted potential. Because we have these quote-unquote mature storylines in games like Mass Effect and The Witcher. Well, they're held back by that M rating.
Yeah.
Because if they go too far with their content, they're going to get an AO and it's not going to be sold. Just because most major retailers don't sell AO games.
Because of the American public and their views on everything else. You can't change the public view.
I know, but it's the soccer moms of the world that freak out over this. Gamers, people like us, would you care if you're, let's say, Halo 4, which is a game we're all looking forward to?
Yes.
What if, let's say, 343 decides to go in a different route, make it a much more darker side?
It's already going to be darker than the original Halos.
But even more darker so, that it has to get an AO rating. What now?
I'll be pissed.
People would get mad, and they would complain to people and get massive hubbub over everything. It is a flawed system with that adults-only rating, in my opinion, anyway.
Yeah, but the public view is that if it's that bad of a game, the kids should not be allowed to play it. That's the thing. So if you want to change that, you have to change the public view of it. And that's a much tougher thing.
Especially with people like Jack Thompson's of the world.
Yeah. You can't really change public view.
No. Unless you show them that, hey, keep your panties in a bunch. Don't put your panties in a bunch. Calm down. It's a game.
Yeah.
I think that's the reason why. It's because it's interactive.
And then there's, like, this study that says kids that play violent games are become more violent themselves.
Well, no,
And that's bull.
The study said that kids who play more violent games, not just violent games in general. Like, if I played something like, if I'm 8, I played something like Prince of Persia.
Yeah.
Over TAC.
Yeah.
Which is an old series.
Mm-hmm.
I might be more aggressive.
Yeah.
I was playing Halo at 12, so I'm not violent.
I mean, people, there's a link between aggressive behavior.
Yeah.
It's not like me playing Halo at the age of 6, which it wasn't out by then, but do you know what I'm saying? Me playing Halo at the age of 6 is not going to make me want to go out and stab someone.
Mm-hmm.
I might be more aggressive and more hot-headed because of it.
I'm only aggressive when I'm playing Halo and people keep killing me and I don't get a kill. That's when I get pissed.
Yeah, that's like for everyone. But see, they're studying it on behavior while they're playing the game.
Yeah.
They're not studying behavior while they're out interacting with other people, only while they're playing the game.
Yes, they are studying. Then afterwards, they showed more aggressive behavior after. Well, of course, you're in a heated game. You're out to win.
Yeah.
You're gonna show more anger.
Yeah.
Simple enough.
If they would study the children's child behavior afterwards, like once they stop playing the game, then it would show that they're only aggressive when they're playing and after they're done and they're very heated.
The study cannot be a month long study in this case.
To show
a progressive increase in their behavior, you have to do it year by year. Follow a few kids.
Of course.
But that's the thing. They're not going to do that because the government does not want to waste money in studying something that they can just label, hey, if you do this, then something like this is going to happen to your kid.
Yeah.
Don't let them do it.
Yeah. And cause the public to take it in the wrong content and see, hey, my kid's going to be, like, really aggressive to play this game.
My kid's going to be insane.
And then they start jumping to conclusions, and the public's going to have, like, a different reaction towards it.
That's what happened with the Columbine shooting.
Yes.
Just because the kids played Doom, a game about shooting demons, they went out and killed... They went up and shot up a school because they played Doom. No, they went up and shot up a school because they're freaking insane!
Or because people were picking on them. The main cause of, like, most school shootings is because a child is so much bullied that they get angry and they decide, hey, perfect way to end this now.
But they weren't. They were violent in and of themselves. They went out, went to gun shows, bought guns. That had nothing to do with bullying.
Yeah.
They were fine kids. The two shooters hung out with each other and that was it. They were, quote-unquote, antisocial. They didn't hang out with people because they didn't have the same feelings as them. And then they went out and got guns and shot up to school. And then it led
to the whole fact, oh, video games are the cause. Because of the study that showed video games lead to aggression because no one decided to fully go and, like, see the effects of video games that have on children. No. The people then started to jump on conclusions.
Exactly.
And then it just leads to this whole thing, like the freaking adults only rating.
It could survive on things like Steam or Impulse. Yeah. Because most of the time, gamers, people who play games, not soccer moms who go out and buy Call of Battlefield 8, The Revenge of the Medal of Honor.
Yeah.
I just mentioned Call of Duty, Battlefield, and Medal of Honor all in the same sentence. Bonus points!
Oh, God.
For the kid, because they wanted it. And they don't read the labels. Gamers who read up on games know what they're getting into. If I wanted to go out and get something like... If Mass Effect went adults only, or something like The Witcher went adults only, not only could they tell a more graphic story... And they could tell a more mature story, going into more sexual parts, more violent parts of these characters, and flesh them out more.
Yeah.
I think that if used in the right way by someone like BioWare or CD Projekt, they could potentially harness the power of the adults-only rating and go out there, do these things that have never been done in terms of story.
Yeah.
In games, anyway.
And then that's a whole other thing. With Halo 4...
If it were to go adults-only.
Yeah. Because it's pretty much now bringing out the whole fact of, like, Master Chief, what makes him tick, what makes him happy, sad, what made him human compared to the other Spartans.
Well, they're all human.
No, what made him more human.
Who is John, Master Chief Petty Officer, on the inside? Who is he?
Yes.
Not as a person, but as a character.
And as... more or less, because they were trying to explain this the whole time, like him being more of a person than like some sort of random hero, what makes him him.
Yeah, like, they could go into the backstory of he might just go insane.
Yeah.
He was kidnapped as a kid and forced to go through military training. That could have some repercussions.
Then cybernetically enhanced, don't forget that.
Yes.
Yes.
That would seriously screw up a kid.
Yeah.
Then you fought for another 20 years of your life.
Yes, exactly. How would that affect a kid?
Yeah, see, and that's what they're trying to do in Halo 4. They're trying to show Master Chief's, like, inner emotional side and all that.
I'm not saying that it should go adults only for
story-wise. But it might because of the way they're doing it, though.
It's not going to. Not with the current system. It's not going to go adults only. It's going to be M-rated.
Yeah.
Which is... The whole point of it is, could the adults-only rating survive on its own? What is our opinion? We've said it could potentially survive.
It could, but it on the internet won't.
Not in retail. On digital services,
yes,
it could.
It could.
Depending on the policies of the digital provider. Now to the second thing on our agenda as the SRB CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
Create a T15 and up rating.
Create something along the lines of an older teen. Could this survive?
For games like Halo, they don't have any sexual content. They just have fighting.
Like, games that are too violent for T ratings.
Yeah.
But not violent enough, not adult enough in their content to be M rated. Like games like Halo. They are, I honestly think, outside of Reach, they should be this older teen rating. They have some language, they use words like bastard and hell, and they have some violence. With Reach, you have the assassinations, and that's more graphic, so that yeah. would be an M rating. Where would this older teen go? What, where is too far and where is too less?
Well, see, that's, they would have to find a way to, like, cut out... Because parents don't want their children, like, getting into, like, or seeing swearing and all that for the most part when they're teenagers.
But teenagers, I mean, if you're playing teen games, you're going to expect, maybe expect some mild language.
But you can't expect this from, you can't see this from a teenage point of view. You have to see this from an adult point, view.
Well, it all depends on the parent.
Yeah.
As when I was, then I got my hands on Halo and they were fine with it.
Yeah.
And look where I've turned out now.
Yeah, but then you have to look at the whole, like, who's running this, who's deciding what's going to yes. happen and all that.
Whose line are we following?
Yeah.
Are we following our lines of, you know, they can go a little bit more violent than teen, but not violent enough for M?
Yeah.
Are we going off of someone like Jeb Thompson, where M-rated games shouldn't be banned, like adults-only ratings?
Mm-hmm.
There should not be any M-rated games in the world, because they're going to get in the hands of kids, and their kids are going to go shoot up school.
Yeah, see, and that's the whole point. People where like that, line? Yeah.
Where is the line? Where do you guys think the line is? Where is the line for this older teen rating?
Well,
I'd say 15 and up.
No, not like
no,
that.
No, not like that, oh, that kind of
thing. It would be 15 and up.
Yeah.
Because it's 13 to 15, 15 to 17.
Yeah.
Where is the line of content? Where are we to say, you know what, no more, this, if you go any farther, any more graphic in your content, it's going to be M-rated.
I would say... fighting aliens, that would not be too graphic. But I think fighting and ripping apart humans, that would be too graphic,
like,
I think.
Where is that line? How violent can we go in our content?
See, like, they're not going to allow you to, like, rip up, like people yes. or like aliens or anything free. Like that. They're not going to allow you to
Gears
do
Gears of
that.
War would be inebriated,
yes.
period.
Yeah. Period.
Like, but, okay, let's break this down. Violent content. How far are we going to let this go?
I would say we would only let it go to... I think shooting...
I mean, one of the things we would ban, no gibbing.
No gibbing?
We cannot gibbing? Show ripped off arms, gibs.
Yes.
We cannot show gibs.
Show that.
Gibs, MRE'd only.
No removed body parts.
Yes.
At all.
No. If you're going to have torture, show only a little bit of torture. We don't want too much torture.
Yeah.
Torture scenes, while maybe... Vital to your scene is not, I wouldn't put that under mature. I would put that under this older teen.
Yeah.
Only like mild scenes of torture.
Mm-hmm.
Like something like.
Like punching a guy in the face.
Yes. Not,
yes.
Not graphic where they're stabbing him, cutting him open.
Just like.
Slamming nails into their hands. Nothing like that.
Just punching him. Beating them up.
Yes.
That's pretty much
interrogation torture.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then for another one, we. You can show blood, but...
Yes, not gratuitous amounts of blood. I mean, like, they can be bloodied. There can be some blood splatter, but not, like... Not like Halo 1, where you can just keep punching a dead corpse and tons of blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They cannot be pinatas.
You can... if you shoot someone, and you can show the hit by, like, blood spurts,
like
that's
a tiny
about
blood
it.
Spurt.
Yeah.
Like...
That's about it. Otherwise, it would have to go towards, like, the end.
Yeah. The more blood, the more graphic your violent is, the more.
And also, no blown up heads. Or
yeah, that. But that's gibs. No.
Exploded
that's,
heads.
When that's a gib.
No gibbing. No gibbing.
Period.
Language.
Yeah.
Let's move on to language. What are we going to do with language?
Well, if they're going to use, like...
where do we cross the line on language? I'm pretty sure... No F-bombs.
No F-bombs.
If you're going to have an F-bomb, it's going to be like a PG-13 rating. Only one F-bomb. Otherwise...
Like one every, I don't know, third of the game?
No, like one every game for this older teen.
One every game? No, because...
Well, it depends on what it's used as. Is it, if it's used as a F-bomb, you... No. If it's used as a exclamation like,
Like, yeah, like he's excited and all of a sudden something just pops out of nowhere into his face. Yeah, then he can say it.
Probably just once.
Yeah.
I'm going by the PG-13 language here. You can use S-bombs. Don't go overboard with the F-bombs. Words like bastard would probably be used in a logical sense.
Yeah.
When you're referring to someone who... When you're referring to a child whose parents weren't married.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Use it like that. Damn would probably be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
That's allowed in mild language.
Yeah, that's a mild language.
And then, like... Another excited kind of thing that would happen if something just jumps out at your face, you could say, what the hell?
Yeah, we want to keep the language down to a minimum.
Yeah.
Not a minimum, but a moderate amount of language. We don't want to have some gratuitous amounts of F-bombs and S-bombs going absolutely everywhere.
Yeah. We kind of want to keep it, at a certain limit for the teenage population.
And now, I think the touchiest subject of this, sexuality.
You go ahead and discuss that.
You gotta be kidding me.
Do we allow it?
Probably not.
I wouldn't allow explicit sexual content.
Not like a lot.
Not like something out of Grand Theft Auto.
Or Mass Effect, for that instance. Yeah.
Well,
or Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, but not explicit. Not showing the act.
Yeah.
Mentions of it, sure. References. Yeah. If you're going to have a romance thing.
Yeah.
Don't show the sex.
Maybe if they have, a kiss, then that's fine.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine in any case, but...
Yeah.
Just not explicit.
Yeah.
Not explicit.
Just keep it down to, a minimum.
Yes. And I think we've covered most of it, keep the alcohol and drug references down a tiny bit. And that's mostly it. If you're going to have the mature humor tag, that's probably just going to stick with mature.
Yeah.
Because games like Duke Nukem Forever, which was a piece of crap.
It wasn't that bad.
I mean, with Duke Nukem Forever, you sort of expected it to be bad. No game in the history of games that has been developing for 14 years. I think people over-exaggerate how bad it was. Of course it wasn't going to be the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah.
14 years, several engine changes, swapping of developers, having to use their assets. It wasn't going to be a great game.
Yeah, it wasn't going to be that good, but it was going to be okay.
I liked it. I mean, there were some parts in it that just...
Yeah.
Completely ruined the whole tone of the game. Like with the aliens inside the hive, that just... This is supposed to be a silly, funny, goofy shooter with aliens and boobs. And when you got into the alien hive, it's like, what is this? What is this? It completely ruined that game for me, that alien hive.
Yeah.
Or stuff like that,
Uh-huh.
And I think last but not least on our ESRB rating thing, what do we do with the early childhood rating? Do we just get rid of it?
I say we don't, dip into that subject.
No, the early childhood thing. We have now. If we were to use our proposed subjects, we have an early childhood.
What games fall under early childhood anyway?
Yeah,
that's exactly why. Should we just get rid of it? Because the only game I've seen that has been early childhood was a Dora the Explorer game for the GameCube.
Otherwise, there's not many of those left.
That's why I asked. Should we just get rid of it?
We probably should because they're...
If we were to go with our options right now, we have an early childhood, everyone 10 and older, teen, older teen, mature, and a newly reinvented adults only. That's what now? 7, 8, 9 ranks, ratings?
I would say 8.
8? I didn't count. What are we going to do with early childhood? I mean, what are the sales on early childhood games? Could they just be everyone?
They could, but
I mean, they would be the soft. They're the G rating.
Yeah.
EC games are literally the G rating. There's nothing bad in them.
Yeah.
absolutely nothing.
So you couldn't really do anything
It's not harming anything, yeah. but it hasn't done anything.
It's not going
to I think that could be merged into e-games, because e-games, yeah. less like SpongeBob wandering around.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically. E-games have violent content on them, but it's more like Mario jumping on a Goomba and them going poof, and 100 points.
Yeah.
Or, you know, throwing fireballs, and they go da-da-da-da-da-da, falling on the ground.
Well, that's going to be, like, a touchy subject.
Yeah, should we just keep the early childhood as it is?
Well, if there's going to be no games put in towards it, I would say the best thing to do is just merge it with E.
Hmm. And there's the fact that what 4-year-old is going to be playing on an Xbox anyway?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
No parent's going to want to put their kid onto an Xbox.
Actually,
that early.
Well, actually, I think the EC rating should be merged with E because of one game. One game example only. And here's why. Sesame Street, Once Upon a Dream.
Oh, God.
I don't even want to know.
It is a Kinect game by the guys who did Psychonauts and Brutal Legend during their amnesia night, like amnesia fort week, where for 2 weeks they had to come up with four game idea. Just come up with any game idea. On them was the Sesame Street game. But the game was meant not, you know, not for adults, but as a way for kids to play games with their parents and not be exposed to such explicit content, and for adults to have fun playing a game with their kids. That's
what they got Wii for.
Yeah.
Chris, the Wii is dead.
Pretty much.
I mean, the last major game to come out for the Wii was The Legend of Zelda. And there's only three more. Actually, more like two more, because the third one hasn't been announced. Only two more major title games coming out for the Wii.
Wii's pretty much dead in the water because of the Kinect. Because not
because of that. Because everyone and their grandmother owns a Wii. Everyone has one. Everyone bought one when they came out. Because, waggle controls. This is new. It's fun. It's exciting.
And it's exercise.
You don't pass it off as exercise.
No.
But it was a new and exciting thing, and everyone and their grandmother bought one. Now, there's just no new content coming out. Last year, I can name at least three games for the Wii that came out. Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword, Kirby Return to Dream Land, and Kirby's Epic Yarn.
Uh-huh.
Kirby,
and
Zelda.
Mario titles. Nintendo titles. The reason why the Wii died is, A, everyone owned it. It got boring after a while. No one wanted to sit there and go,
Nobody can see your hand waggling, you know.
My hand is waggling, And play a game. That got tiring after a while. B, you had all these different accessories for it. You got the nunchuck, you got the Wiimote, if you wanted to play multiplayer games, you probably got three more Wiimotes and three more nunchucks. And if you were wanting to play Mario Kart and had the most authentic experience, you wanted the wheel, so you got four wheels. If you wanted to play Guitar Hero on your Wii, you got
a guitar.
You got two guitars, and later on, a drum set, a microphone, a keyboard with Rock Band 3. You have all this plastic crap lying around your house. It was too much stuff for Americans, and it got expensive.
Mm-hmm. They pretty much made it overpricey.
The console, the way Nintendo did it, the way they hooked everyone in is, it was cheap. It was the same price as their GameCube. Which in and of itself is the Wii is GameCube 0.2. It's Mark 2.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like my GameCube.
Yeah, I like my GameCube too. But you have things, you know, you have a $250 console. Comes in with a Wiimote, a single Wiimote. You gotta get an Unchuck, which is probably $20. So that's $270 now. You wanted Wiimotes. That's another $60 for three Wiimotes. We're up to $350 now. $20 for nunchucks. We're up to $410 now. We're about to exceed the price of an Xbox at launch. Not to mention all the Star games. I mean, I would want a game to start out with outside of Wii Sports. Mm-hmm. So we buy games.
$60 each.
$50 to $60 each. Yeah. We have now exceeded the price of an Xbox on launch.
I've paid more than $1,000 on my Xbox, probably. And games.
That's why gaming is sort of starting to head towards a crash. because it's getting ungodly expensive.
I remember when it was the Xbox. It was like 2005, I think. They were selling brand new Xbox games for $20.
$20, $30, $40. The reason, I mean, I was happy with my GameCube. I still had my Nintendo 64. That's all I needed, but still, it's getting expensive, and that's why the Wii sort of died.
The reason that it's getting expensive, though, is because less and less people actually actively play games now.
Not just that, not actively play games, but there's the pirates. People who steal games.
And then copy them and sell them illegally.
Yes, yeah. And that's why people are starting to do less and less of new and exciting and innovative things.
Mm-hmm. Because it's just going to be sold cheaper anyway.
No, not that. It's because people aren't going to buy these new things. That's the worry. Because they're just going to get pirated. So that's why this thing with, you know, Call Battlefield 8 Bajillion, The Return of the Medal of Honor 8. Or
Call of Duty 2.
Gears of Halo 4.
Hey, don't make fun of Gears or Halo.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
They're just doing more and more of the same because they're afraid that what sells, sells. Call of Duty sells.
Yeah.
They are good games. Call of Duty.
It got repetitive after the second one, though.
Call of Duty is a good game. Mm-hmm. They are great games. I prefer the World War II, but that's not the subject. They are great games. Mm-hmm. What people are getting mad about is because they're not doing anything different. They're whining that they're doing the same thing as all time. We're just paying $60 for a map pack and new weapons. It's the consumer's fault for not going out and buying these new exciting games. For not going out and buying games like Portal 2, which did actually sell very well, because Valve's a great developer. That's the reason why games like Catherine aren't being made. Mm-hmm. Which was a puzzler game. A puzzle game that dealt with relationships and cheating. A mature game. They're not going out buying these games because they're just pirating them to check them out. And then they're not doing anything with them. They're not buying them for whatever reason. And people aren't making more games like them because people aren't going to buy them.
Yeah. Well, you can't really do anything about that.
You can't do anything. There's no way you can stop pirates.
Yeah.
Pirates will always sail the open seas of the internet.
You can delay them, but you cannot stop them.
Bills like SOPA and ACTA, now we're going into politics, they are destined to fail because no matter what you do, you're not going to stop pirates.
They're just going to change their ways.
They're going to get around SOPA or ACTA or whatever PIPA bill is in Congress right now to ban video games. They're still going to get around it. They're still going to get around it. It doesn't matter.
If they ban video games, then the pirates are just going to start selling illegal video games.
I would say this. I would pirate, but it would be the test to see if the game's any good. Then, if it was good and I liked it, I would buy the game. I would go out and contribute. It's like, you know what, this was a good game, these guys deserve the money, I would go out and buy that game. If the game wasn't good, I would still go out and buy it.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't like it, because I pirated it, I stole it, the least I can do is at least go back and pay them money.
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do.
But people don't do the right thing I know. At all.
That's a shame.
Yeah. The worst thing about, like, pirating is the fact that no matter what, there's going to be hundreds of people that are just going to keep on doing it until the gaming company finally decides, it's not worth it anymore. And just finally up and quits.
Yeah. And they're doing it to tell them a reason.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 3 came out. Uh-huh. There was a big issue over DLC for that. Some character files were found on the disc. It was mentioned in the script leaks of last year. Mm-hmm. People got tizzy because they thought the thing was on the disc. It was launch day DLC. I could go out and buy this content for my game that I love. I love Mass Effect. Great story. Great gameplay. And people are getting mad because some character files are on there. The bare assets for them. And now we have Capcom with the Street Fighter Cross Tekken. Mm-hmm. Where it isn't a thing like BioWare. Where some character assets are on the disc. You know, the bare basics for him. To get everything ready. To not have such a big download. The characters are on the disc!
So anybody can just put them on or activate them.
Yes. The characters, everything for them are on the disc. You are buying DLC. $10 of my money on a game I just bought.
That to pretty much put it in the game,
yes,
for me.
Yes, to have a complete game. I should be able... I just went out. I'm a fighting fan, let's say. I'm a fighting game fan. I love Street Fighter. I love Tekken, whatever. I go out and buy this new game because I like fighting games. I go out, play it, see that there's some characters unlocked. I have to buy them. I buy them without knowing. So that's $10. $70 spent on a game. I go on to the internet afterwards and find out that the characters were already on the disc. How would you feel? Ripped off? Cheapened?
Because
mad.
They just pretty much sat there for and stopped doing it 5 minutes short of completing the game.
It's extortion what they're doing with this. Mm-hmm. The characters are on the disc. Give me the characters.
It would take 5 minutes to get them into the game.
No, not that. The characters aren't in the game. They are on the disc. People have been hacking into the game and unlocking them for free. Playing characters that I need to buy. I just spent $10 to buy.
Yeah.
From there on out, you want to know what I'm going to say? No more. God damn it, Capcom, you have pissed me off too much. No more game. I'm not giving you my money. Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah. But then you got to think, well, people are just going to do that no matter what.
Yeah, people are still going to buy the game.
Yeah.
People are still going to buy the game. I'm not. I'm done with Capcom forever. I'm no longer buying their games. No matter how good Street Fighter V looks, I am no longer buying this.
Yeah.
I'm too mad by them.
Yeah.
That's from the perspective of a fighting fan. Mm-hmm. And my perspective. Walrus. Armored personnel Walrus. That just seems so weird, calling you Walrus. How would
you always call me Walrus.
How would you feel if you had, let's say, what's a game you're looking forward to outside of Halo 4?
Not really.
Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh, yeah.
You're a big Assassin's Creed fan. Let's go with this. Let's say you get about 80% into the game. You're just about done.
Yeah.
The game ends right there with the to be continued. How would you feel from that? Like it had a legitimate reason to end there.
I'd be pissed beyond belief. I'm pissed beyond belief when it ends when it's supposed to.
Now, think of this. The other 20% of the game, which includes side missions,
is downloadable content.
Is downloadable content, and it's on the disc. Every bit of it. How would you feel then? Would you be done with Ubisoft? Would you no longer buy their products? Because, guess what? You just paid $60, and maybe $80 if you're a limited edition fan, mm-hmm. and the strategy guide, which is another $20, $100 on a game, to find out that you have to spend another $10, $15 on it.
I'd be very pissed.
But for content that's on the game.
I'd still buy it, but I would be very pissed that I wouldn't buy any more games if that's the end of the series, because that just would just piss me off. I wouldn't want to buy any more of their games if they did that.
Like, would you go out and buy games with content on there? Everything's on there, but you have to buy downloadable content, $15, $20 more content for stuff that's on the game. Would you do that?
No, I wouldn't.
If I were most of the way through the story, I would do it just to complete the story. Then I would say, I'm not buying any more of their games after that.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we're running short on time for this hour. So what we're going to do, we're going to kick it over to a break. Think of what we said. Would you buy a game not knowing that it had content on there and buy DLC, only find out later that it was on the disc all the time? Would you buy any more games from them? I have been Darhaas.
I'm Unfunded Animal.
I'm the Armored Personnel Walrus. I thought I already said that.
You are you, and this was the first 45 minutes of Insert Witty Comment here. I'm going to fire up some, probably some Quad City DJs for you guys.
Some buff music.
In the house.
And we are back here on Insert Witty Comment here. I am Darahas, you are you, and...
I am Unfunded Animal.
The Amok Personnel Wallace is here.
I want to slap you.
I want to take a giant load of manure and launch it at you with a freaking cannon.
I would actually just throw a bird at him with a slingshot.
What about a
catapult? Get really angry.
What about a catapult? Or a trebuchet?
No, we're not going to go medieval.
A ballista?
No.
No. Enough with your medieval weaponry of siege.
Siege weaponry.
Siege weaponry! Did you know that back in the olden days, they didn't actually use rocks? They used really pissed off birds. Because the birds were mad.
Or dead cows.
That the pigs stole their eggs.
I swear to God, don't do angry birds.
And the birds have special powers. Like the blue one can split into three tiny birds. And the yellow one goes really fast.
And which one can explode?
The black one.
Seriously, enough with angry birds.
Except in this realm, the black bird loves fried chicken and watermelon and grape Kool-Aid.
Now you're going racist.
I'm not going racist. I'm going stereotypical.
I'm going to punch
stereotypes
you.
Of racism in disguise.
Racist bots.
Robots in disguise.
Supremacists in disguise.
Supremacists in disguise. Now...
White supremacy is false.
Or in the case of Michael Bay, racist big booby explosions.
Oh. No, 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 no.
What are we going to discuss today, I wonder?
Yes.
What do you mean today?
It's only been a few freaking minutes, you dumbers.
No, it's been a day.
No. You're breaking the fourth wall. Stop.
But this is... This entire thing is breaking the fourth wall. We're talking directly to the listener.
No, we're talking to each other, and they're just listening in. So, in a way, the listener is breaking the fourth wall.
You bastards.
We hear an Insert Witty Comment here. Hate your guts.
I don't.
I love you all.
That's just great.
I'll be here tomorrow and the day after. And the day before.
So
very creepy. All high fives.
So what he's saying here, is that he'll be here all week, and he's suggesting you try the veal.
And also, I'll give you a high five that I should have given you yesterday.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
It was a problem. I'm kind of tired.
Not that.
Okay, so now let's get back onto subject of doing the work.
What work?
Punching you in the face.
Okay, let's actually get on to something more relevant to, let's say, entertainment in a whole. Now that we reworked the ESRB, and we got that squared away, Veo is more digital distribution, it's not banned. We have an older teen rating in place in the early childhood.
Gone.
It's mixed with the...
Combined.
Yeah.
It's a merger.
Like Act of Blizzard.
So now, should we just get on to video games that shouldn't have been made at all?
Ooh, good topic. But, how about games we are looking forward to? Then we'll get to the ones that we wished died in a fire.
Go Halo 4!
The fiery depths of development hell. That's what it's called, development hell, when a game is stuck in production. Huh. Unfunded Animal tells me that he has just lit the room aloud with smelly poo-poo gas.
Don't light a match. We might all die. Especially since we're in a special soundproof room that is sealed.
We already talked a little bit about Halo 4. I think we can all agree that we're all actively looking forward to it for a few different reasons.
Yeah,
some of us like the shooting, Walrus.
No, I like the continuation of the story.
The universe.
Yeah.
We all like the universe.
Yeah.
We all like the gameplay for, which, I will say, for a console shooter, it is the best.
Yes.
On a console.
Yes.
On the PC,
not really.
It's more fitted towards those one shot, you die, Call of Duty Battlefield games, mm-hmm. where you have increased accuracy with the mouse, you have increased reaction time, and it's just easier overall to play once
except
you get to
know
it.
Except the game lags a lot easier than on the Xbox.
Yeah. Yeah, there are some issues with the, whatchamacallit?
Lag.
Configuration.
Yeah.
It's not configured well. But for a console, Halo is the best console shooter.
Yes.
We can all agree on that.
Yes, we can.
The only other better kind of first-person shooter, or shooter in general, would be third-person. Mm-hmm. Just because you could see what's coming at you.
Yeah, like Gears.
Or, you know, stuff like Uncharted.
Or Mass Effect, or any other game that usually uses...
A third-person shooter, a third-person camera, so you can see what's coming at you. With first-person shooter, you're only limited to your field of view. You can't see what's coming behind you, or you can't turn quick enough.
But it's still more realistic.
Yeah, but that... I want to play games to have fun. Mm-hmm. Not be shot and... Not get shot, die, respawn, shot, die, respawn. Get a shot out.
Oh, so Battlefield, then.
No, Battlefield is more strategic.
No, but Battlefield...
Has better spawn points than freaking Call of Duty.
But Battlefield 3, you still die pretty much instantly.
Well, yeah.
Online... You walk 5 feet, oh, a sniper bullet just pierced your head, you are dead.
So?
Well, that's...
Be a better player, then. Learn how to use your environment in order to win.
Learn the maps. That's just general strategy with any game.
Yeah.
Learn the maps, learn the guns.
Don't be an idiot and start walking out there and hoping to God you're not going to get shot. Oh, I'm just going to walk out here even though my teammates are screaming, don't, there's an RPG guy over there.
Don't worry, I'm indestructible.
I hate people like that.
I'm impervious to everything.
They think they're so good that they can just go walking down the street.
That's not what I do. I just run around reviving our downed teammates. I don't even bother shooting the enemy. I just run.
Why? I do it all.
And first,
it's like not that hard.
I think another... good first-person shooter on a console is Team Fortress 2. Just because you aren't just solely limited to shooting people.
Yeah.
If I wanted to be a support character, I could be a medic and heal people. Mm-hmm. I could be an engineer and set up defense turrets. I don't have to go out there and shoot rockets and shoot guns at people.
Yeah.
I could be a spy, infiltrate the back lines of the enemy and kill all of them and get rid of their defenses. I could be a sniper from long range and... Well, with the PC version anyway, the Xbox 360 hasn't been updated in a long while. I don't have to use a sniper that headshots. There's an in-joke where the sniper uses piss. He throws jars of piss at people. But the jar gives you mini-crits. Not like critical attacks where it increases by double, but by 1.5%.
Yeah.
So, I don't have to be a headshotting guy, because... Frankly, I suck at shooting people in the head. I could use a piss rifle that douses them in the piss. I could get assists by getting them with piss and my teammate killing them quicker because of the mini crits. There's just a lot of diversity. I don't need to be a guy up in front lines, which I think is required. I don't know what I'm going to say here.
In my opinion, they should make more games like Skyrim, where you're a medieval guy with swords and shields.
Why should they make more of that?
Because it's a lot funner hacking someone to pieces than shooting them from 5 miles away. It's a lot more personal.
Everyone has their own opinions on that. Like, they shouldn't just go out of their way. It's like, you don't want to know what? We're going to make an open world game. Which there are plenty of, Grand Theft Auto, Red Faction, although Red Faction said Saints Row.
Only like three of them.
Skyrim.
Yeah, only the...
Chris, there are a whole lot of...
Scrolls has ones that are medieval, pretty much.
But
pretty much
Chris...
Not everyone likes the medieval setting.
Yeah. You can't just go and make more of that and make less of something else. You have to balance it out.
I shouldn't... Just because one person in the world
wants
more medieval games, I can't have my wacky, zany open world.
You think they haven't overdone it a little bit? They've got like 5 Battlefields, 7 Call of Duties.
We just talked about that. They're going with what is safe.
Yeah.
And first person shooter
make money
now,
off of.
First person shooters on consoles right now are the big thing.
Yeah.
They are huge. Look at the success of Call of Duty.
Yeah.
While people may not necessarily like it, they are extremely well named games. who have refined their formula down to a point where, you know, every game is going to be exactly the same. And you want to know what? In the case of Call of Duty, in the case of a first-person shooter, where the thing is shooting other people, Call of Duty has their tactics down perfect.
Yeah.
It feels nice to shoot people.
Yeah.
It feels quick on the draw. Mm-hmm. If I die, it's either because someone's camping in the grass, which I didn't see, or I got myself shot. Call of Duty is... People don't like it. I think just not to like it. Yeah. It's this anti-culture. It's like, oh, you like Call of Duty? Well, guess what? I freaking hate Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I don't mind Call of Duty Modern Warfare and Modern Warfare 2, but it gets really repetitive when they do the same multiplayer combat every time with only a few different maps, really. That's the only change.
Why fix what's not broken? The multiplayer in Call of Duty is big.
Yeah.
Where I could keep playing it forever if I wanted to, but I'm not because I like other games. And I'm personally waiting for Counter-Strike.
We always do this.
But you know what we know what you're talking about, Chris, but...
You might like this certain type of thing, but come on. It's not like everyone in the world's going to like it. They're going with the cash cow. They're going to keep on milking it until the udders are dry.
With Skyrim, with Elder Scrolls was a massive series, way before Skyrim. Oblivion, very popular. Morrowind, very popular.
Daggerfall,
pretty popular. Arena, first one, I haven't played it, but I'm pretty sure it was good. These massive open worlds before most games did it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't necessarily want to play more games like Skyrim.
Yeah.
Games that have this open, robust world. Sometimes I like linearity. I like going from point A to point B, experiencing the stories, killing the bad guys, and saving the world.
Yeah. What's the point of just continuously going on through and
just
through?
Just walking and doing random quests that pop up. It's like, hey, go get me 10 bear pelts.
Yeah.
You, kill 10 rats. You, go mine 10 ores. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's usually destroy bandit camps, but whatever.
If you're going to do an open world game, at least have stuff to do in it outside of quests. Just random stuff that pop out of nowhere.
Like random encounters where a dragon flies out of nowhere and bites your head off?
Yes, like that. Like, let's say with Grand Theft Auto 4. Massive world.
Mm-hmm.
There's people talking all the time. You never know what's going to happen. I could walk across some strangers like, hey, you, I remember you. You were at that bar that one time. Can you help me protect me while you go pay off some debt? When you go there, guess what? The people are shooting them up. And you have to protect them. Just random stuff can happen. A big open world with... I think the issue I have with Skyrim is it's not populated. It's only populated through... It's such a big world that you only see it through towns. With something like... Saints Row or Grand Theft Auto, it's in a city, a big, bustling city, where stuff is always happening. That's easier,
action-packed?
Not action-packed, but, you know, it's more active. It's more pleasing to the eye, to see everything going on, instead of just walking through the wilderness. But back to games we are looking forward to, where we've driven off sometime.
Quite a while.
Yeah. So... Games, outside of Halo 4.
Outside of Halo 4, I got nothing else.
Like,
same here.
Think of big name games that are coming out.
We got Assassin's Creed 3.
Assassin's Creed 3.
Not looking forward to that. I've tried playing the Assassin's Creed series. I'm just not that into it.
I respect the game.
I'm not really that fond of the first Assassin's Creed. Luckily, I played the second one first. And that one is probably the best Assassin's Creed game I've played.
Yeah, but whatever... If you don't play the first game, then you start to hate...
The first game was flawed.
Yeah.
It was very repetitive. We can all agree on that. It was very, very repetitive.
Yes.
You kept doing the same 4 tasks over and over. And if you play the PC version, same 5 tasks.
Mm-hmm.
With Assassin's Creed 2, they opened up a lot more... Had multiple cities, multiple bigger cities.
Then little side missions like beat this guy up, he's cheating on his wife.
Yeah, there was more to the world.
Yeah.
More different things to the world. than Assassin's Creed 1. Mm-hmm. I haven't played the other ones because, you know what, I haven't played 2, I'm probably not going to play 3.
Yeah.
What? I'm trying to remember what else is coming out. Borderlands 2. You know what, Walrus? I think you might like that series.
What is the Borderlands series like?
Think of it as a first-person shooter. It is a first-person shooter, but have you heard of a game called Diablo?
Nope.
Diablo is this dungeon crawler with where you kill in the dungeons, you mm-hmm. hack the enemies, you grab all their loot, and you become super powerful. They call it a role-playing shooter, yeah. where you level up by killing enemies, and you develop your character, but it's still a shooter. And there's different types of guns, there's different classes you could use. It's a really well-made game.
So an RPS.
Yes, that's what they yes. call it. And one of the marquee things about this series is, there's over eight bajillion guns. Literally. That's what they say. There's over 8 bajillion guns in this game. Because they don't just make one gun. It's like you got your sniper, but you can have different scopes, different ammo clips. Different
like there's some... There's a gun, but you can have, like, 10 different variants of that gun.
Yes. They're all randomly generated. So I can have a few hundred thousand of variants of the same gun.
Yeah.
And they have their own stat bonuses. Some of them do elemental damage, like poison or fire or electricity, in addition to your skill tree. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like Skyrim, but with a cartoony atmosphere.
And guns.
And guns. Tons of guns.
Lots.
Lots and lots of guns.
Guns everywhere.
Guns. Guns everywhere.
Don't forget explosives.
Oh, yeah. They have grenades and rocket launchers.
Yeah.
And they all do different things. And while the story was kind of lackluster, especially that ending, which sort of dangled the whole thing you were chasing after the entire game and then pulled it away from you at the very last moment, it's like, really? I'm pretty sure I'm spoiling that game, but it's a few years old now.
Yes.
So, what else do we have?
Grand Theft Auto 5?
I'm trying to involve Walrus here a bit more.
I don't really pay attention to what games are coming out until people start talking about them.
Yeah. They came out with a Kinect Star Wars game, which Walrus... Walrus might like. He's a big Star Wars nut.
Yeah, but I don't think he would like the Kinect version, though.
Yeah, I don't really like
the Kinect version. Has been getting reviews.
I haven't played on Kinect.
It has a storyline, but the storyline is kind of meh. Yeah. And it has mini games, like dancing.
Seriously?
Yes. And you remember that one song that came out a while back called I'm Riding Solo?
No.
Yeah.
Ryan Solo. That one? Guess what? They changed it so instead of calling it Riding Solo, it's Han Solo. And Han Solo dances. And the lyrics are all changed to Star Wars references. It's like, oh my god, this game is going to be horrible.
Oh god. They're pretty much
making... Then they had Lando Calrissian come in and dance the same song.
Oh god.
It's... What I'm hearing is, it's for little kids who want to get into Star Wars, but not for adult fans.
Yeah.
Or more...
Seriously, that'll just give the complete wrong impression of Star Wars to little kids. That is not right.
Yeah, Star Wars is a space opera. It is a great space opera.
You and your space operas.
Hey, Star Wars is a space opera. Mm-hmm. It is. It is a 3-part opera.
Six-part.
3-part. I'm talking about the original trilogy. So. Operas are 3-part. First part, we get to know the characters.
Darn operas.
We are introduced to the main villain, and action happens. And the second part, we have the depressed ending, where...
I just filled the room with toxic gas like Roy.
What?
Sorry. You're going to have to cut that out, Aaron. And
You are a fucking idiot, armored personnel Walrus.
Hey, he called me my name.
Oh yeah, you did.
We are sorry, but we are just gonna cut that out. You guys will never hear from it again.
Not that you heard it in the first place, if it's gonna be cut out.
So, anyway, the second part is the depressed ending, where the heroes are in a bad situation. The bad guy looks like he's going to win. Everything's down. It's a downer ending. Mm-hmm. The third ending, the third one, is where they wrap everything up. Every storyline, every plot line.
And the good guys win.
And the good guys do win. The good guys win. Everyone cheers.
Yay.
Yay. Happy yay. Times. Mm-hmm. Ewoks.
Freaking Ewoks.
Now, and
they should have worked a little more on their mouth animation things, or mouth movements.
Well, you're dealing with technology back in the
80s.
Yeah. Not exactly the most advanced thing in the world.
So
Star Wars came out in the 80s?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought it was the 70s.
No.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Well, I don't pay attention to dates. I pay attention to content. I don't know when Skyrim came out.
Idiot.
Don't know when... I know when one of the Halos came out. Halo 3... 2007.
I mean, are you?
I just want to punch him right now, to be honest.
Are you kidding? You not know when Skyrim came out? What year?
I assume 2011.
What month?
I don't know, November.
What December. Date? 2011 of November.
I don't know, the 12th.
What? Oh my god. You're so close.
The 11th.
Yes, because they had the gimmick of 11-11-11.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, how retarded is this guy? Why do we invite him to these things?
Because he needs a grade?
No.
We should probably mention this is also for a grade.
It's for class!
It's for a class. So, well, I'm going to go grab something real quick. Since I still have an old article I could bring for some content,
mm-hmm.
if you pardon me for a few seconds, YouTube, please bring in filler. Don't just sit here not talking. Talk about something.
Oh, God. I just don't want to talk about anything to fuck you over.
I want...
You're going to have to put a bleep there, Darhaus.
I don't want dead air. So when I come back, I better not see any dead air.
We can just talk about Halo 4 and what we're expecting from it.
Why is there dead air?
Nothing. We're talking now.
In our minds.
Oh, yeah. In our heads. We're just going to talk in our heads, see what happens. I am talking to you telepathically.
Content, now!
Okay,
is this laughing content?
Since Aaron, or Erhaas, has left, we'll talk about Halo 4 and what we're expecting from it.
Either that or we'll just sleep.
We'll talk about Halo 4. So what are you expecting from this new series that 343 Industries is planning on doing?
I expect a very good story, because apparently they're cutting out a lot of the shooting. And you're doing a lot more exploring instead of killing stuff. So, I want more story in there to fill the gaps.
Well, yeah, but come on, they're not going to actually do that. Halo is all about the whole going in, finding the enemy, killing taking them down, and all that. There is still storylines in that where it leads to the point where you can find all this stuff and be like, let's see what happened in the past. The Forerunners. So are you expecting that we're going to be facing the Forerunners and the Flood in this one, or no?
I'm expecting we face something like Sentinels, basically.
Yeah.
We just fight Sentinels until we find some ally or something to kill.
Yeah.
Some real thing to kill instead of machines.
I'm kind of thinking that we're going to land on a Forerunner shield world.
That's what I said game. We're going to land on. Yeah. I said we were landing on a shield world. On my sources, anyway.
Yeah. And see, if we're going to do that, then we're probably going to find a Forerunner civilization that somehow survived. Mm. And, you know, it's going to, like, include all the three basic Forerunner, fundamentals of, like, their culture. It's going to be the warrior servants, their military, it's going to be the builders, and it's going to be the life preservers that we're going to see. Probably out of, like, the three groups, we're going to be getting help from the life preservers. The ones that were like, oh, we should save everything in order to make sure that the universe doesn't go completely, like, dark and all that. And there's nothing left living in this place.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. And then probably, considering the fact, like, if you've read any of the book series...
I've read a lot of them.
Yeah. You've read the new ones that came out, the Forerunner Saga
books? No, I haven't read those ones.
Well, I don't want to be a real spoiler to you, but we probably will see the Librarian, maybe.
I read some of it on Wikipedia and Halopedia, and so... Yeah.
So we'll probably see the Librarian, maybe we'll see the Decay, I'm not sure, because in the second book... Mm.
Should we be quiet until Darhaus comes in?
No.
Oh.
In the first book, pretty much the Decay dies, and his memory and his essence is placed into a younger Forerunner that has been augmented into...
Or mutated.
Yeah, mutated into a Forerunner, like, trifecta. Both... Warrior Servant, Builder, and Life Preserver.
Well, I wonder who just entered the room so stealthily.
Yeah.
Ahem.
You're interrupting our freaking thing.
Hey!
What? That's not immature content, judging by what you just said.
I was trying to bring some comedy. I mean, what I have in my hands is apparently a fan fiction between these two.
What?
I'm confused. Let me see this.
No.
What is it about?
You two having the fun, sexy times.
What?
Okay, now.
What?
Let me see that.
What DLC? Oh, not that. We seriously not go to that. God.
What? We did that in our aborted... One.
But this and is who, so amazing!
And who would want to talk about failed DLC?
No!
Jesus.
We already talked about failed DLC.
We already... You guys, you kept using that. I used this. Why couldn't we keep it a secret?
Why do we need to keep it a secret?
Because it would have added comedy. Why can't we talk about this?
Because it makes me angry talking about it, because people who make that kind of DLC
fuck
over it.
Why does this make you mad?
Because it's DLC that...
That thing right here I hold in my hands should not make this thing sitting to my right and that thing across from me mad.
Yes, it should.
You're going to make... Why are you making this hard for me to censor?
Because I love making everything hard for you.
I bet you do.
Señor.
That was involuntary.
Keep using...
The stage names.
Yes.
Darhaus.
Okay, Darhaus.
What are you guys talking about?
I was talking about Halo 4 and how, like, who might come into the game from the story.
And I wasn't paying attention.
So, there was no dead air.
There was no dare. I was mainly talking, he was mainly sitting there and just listening.
Pretending to listen.
Like a bit. Beaver. Like a beaver.
Because beavers are really known for,
not listening. Being interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lars, can I talk to you outside real quick?
Certainly.
You
have
animal?
Fun.
Animal, just keep talking about Halo 4.
Would you mind moving your leg?
No, thank you.
Well, thank you for moving it anyway. Interessante.
I will be right back. I need to talk to this guy.
Okay. Well, I don't know what's going on. Why is he slap? What? Okay. Darhaus is slapping... Armor personnel Walrus right now. He's just beating the crap out of him. Guys, come on! Knock it off! Stop putting your fists up! Oh, God. Armor personnel Walrus just trying to stab someone.
We're back. We had to talk about his place in this company.
Oh! You seriously just did that. I want to
We are so professional.
Yeah, professional. Very.
So, should we continue talking about the subject?
Well, let's talk about you just attacking me for no reason.
How about we'll just continue talking about our subject of Halo 4?
Or, since we are running out of subjects, and since we are no longer in front of a computer, and can easily pull up topics, I vote that we end it right here.
Sounds good to me.
We just ran over 73 minutes, so we can make it a nice hour and 20 minutes long. So,
hope you enjoy it.
Should we end it here? Or should we just...
I kind of want to keep on talking about Halo 4 and what might happen.
You go ahead with that. Give people information.
Yeah, because apparently Unfunded Animal's uncle has been feeding him information. Which is...
Bad thing to say?
Yeah, because, you know, you shouldn't be talking about story elements this early on.
Yeah.
Because people are going to wonder, where is he getting this information? And they will track down your uncle. Who is... What's his name?
I'm not saying his name.
Dang it.
That's confidential.
Not for much longer.
Yeah. It's confidential.
Okay.
Confidential.
How about we share... Well, we'll wrap this up in about 5-10 minutes. How about we share some of our funniest gaming moments?
Oh, God.
That'll take me a while.
I have, like, a few recent ones for multiplayer online.
So, I will get us started. I'm playing a game. It's called Mass Effect 3. Just... Now, for people who don't know, my playthrough of Mass Effect 3 was Paragon. Just a good guy. Was a normal good guy. Except for one event in particular. In the first game, I accidentally punched a reporter. Just went up to her and punched her after an interview. The second game, remembering that I punched this said reporter, I decided to punch her again. And many laughs were to be had, excluding the reporter who I punched in the face. Now, in the third game, I saw the same reporter. He's like, come here. My hands want to give you an intervention.
You were saying?
As I was saying, sorry for that interruption, I saw the same reporter, and it's like, come here. My hands want to give you a face hug. So I went up to punch her. Well, she dodged. She just ducked. It's like, what? My reaction was startled. I jumped at how weird this was. I wasn't expecting this. Like, yeah, I learned a few moves. So she went in to punch me. The renegade option pops up. I press it. I block her and headbutt her. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have experienced that. My reaction to this was priceless. It's like, I wish I was recording it at the time. Because that was just hilarious. You guys, funny stories before we wrap this thing up?
You go.
I really do not have a funny story.
How don't you?
Not like a funny animational glitch or AI glitch. Not a funny experience you had with some players. Nothing?
Well, in Skyrim, I bet that a lot of people get annoyed by that priest dude who's in a circle with a tree, and he keeps yelling at the top of his voice all day. It gets really annoying. So what I did was, I snuck up onto the steps and waited for all the guards to be gone, so I was able to go into stealth mode and be completely hidden. Then I shot him.
But there's no guns in Skyrim.
I shot him with a bow and arrow.
Did he take an arrow to the knee? I'm Darahas.
No, I'm afraid it was an arrow to the elbow.
I'm Darahas. Unfunded Animal said he had no stories.
Actually, he wants to do one, I believe.
Well, say a story then!
I said I wasn't going to do one and let him do it.
Why do you think I'm wrapping this thing up?
Oh, God.
You said you weren't going to do one.
Oh.
You said, I'm not going to do one. I'm going to let...
No, I didn't. I said I was going to let him do it.
And first. I'm not. Yeah. Oh, my God. Just say a story then.
Okay.
So we can wrap this thing up.
I was playing Halo 4. All of a sudden, I'm in a Falcon. I'm just flying around out of nowhere.
I'm not aware that Halo 4 was released yet.
Or Halo 4. Halo Reach. Why am I saying Halo 4?
Oh, my God. Time travel!
I just leaked everything. There's a Falcon in it.
Wait, there's humans in Halo 4?
Yes.
Oh, you just leaked so much content.
Oh. I didn't know that there were people in Halo 4. Tell me more.
The Covenant are back. All of your old favorite weapons are back as well. The Warthog's been modified.
Crap, we're not going to be able to post this. Too many, you're getting too much leaked content.
It was in the trailer.
Yes.
Shut up. Okay, anyway, tell us about your leaked time travel story about Halo 4.
No, not Halo 4, Halo Reach.
Since you time traveled to get Halo 4, I try and travel back in time to see the assassination of Julius Caesar.
Oh. Since I time-traveled all the way to Halo 4, I time-traveled all the way to Halo 5 and 6.
Well, guess what? They chased me with pitchforks.
Oh, guess what? I blew up the whole entire universe in order to stop the floor runners from unleashing the precursors.
Sorry for that interruption there. Continue with your story.
I was flying in a Falcon, and then all of a sudden, someone jumps out of nowhere, lands, and, like, flying jacks me. So I'm falling to the ground, and this was in Spire.
No.
Or on Spire. Yeah. I'm falling to the ground, so I'm like, hey, I think I can aim myself at this orange thing. Like, the grav lift that usually bounces you up when you're falling. So I land on that. And all of a sudden, some random idiot on the other team was like, hey, someone's going for it. So just before I landed and was, like, safe, he shot a rocket at it. Next thing you know, I'm hitting it, and there's a rocket coming straight at my face. Hits me, pushes me, like, 5 feet away, and I'm dead, and I have to respawn. I'm like, that's the biggest Jew thing I've ever seen.
Right.
And I got an achievement for it somehow.
What was the achievement?
But the thing is, before we got interrupted, did you say floor runners?
Floor runners.
Who are these?
Runners.
No.
Floor runners are descendants of the forerunners, except they look like the floor.
So
we could be standing on a floor runner right now.
Yes.
But how do they run if they're floor runners?
They can fly.
But they aren't running.
But they can hover as well. And then legs come out of the
ground. I am the armored personnel walrus.
Just let me take care of the outros.
Oh, I want to do
What did we learn today, folks? What did we talk about? We talked about how you two,
arguing.
Dissed me for, liking Japanese animation.
Yeah.
We talked about how we would fix the ESRB. Unfunded Animal talked about how he got destroyed in Halo.
Yes.
Quite. I talked about how I killed the Talos priest dude.
And how he became a mass murderer and became wanted by the Seven Kingdoms.
Actually, I didn't become wanted. I wasn't seen doing it, so I didn't gain any bounty.
Because that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
However, they did see his body.
And how
they didn't care when I looted him.
And how I punched a reporter in the face. I've been Nara Haas.
I'm Unfunded Animal.
And the Armored Personnel Walrus is here as well.
You are you.
Quite.
And this is the end of the revival of Insert Witty Comment here. Expect episodes every week.
Not really.
By me, because these two can't record. By me, talking about. Me. We might go back to the normal format of movies and games. So, say goodbye, you two.
Bye.
Bye, you two.
See you next time. You there, listening to this podcast. If you like this and want to listen to more, be sure to check out Insert Witty Comment Here, coming every week soon to YouTube on www.youtube.com/user/aharn, that's A-H-A-R-A-N 648-648, where we will go back to the traditional way of Insert Witty Comment Here, talking about movies, books, games, and almost everything in between. Insert witty commentator. We try to entertain, no guarantees.